Well, as part of his executive actions on immigration announced back in November, President Obama has said he would stop the deportation of some undocumented parents, parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents. And today was supposed to be the day that parents could apply to that program. But a federal judge in Texas issued a temporary injunction in February, and now many potential applicants are in limbo. It's estimated several thousand undocumented immigrants work on dairy farms in the Northeast. Farmers say they've become indispensable because Congress has failed to act on immigration reform and provide a legal visa program for the dairy industry. But earlier this month, farm workers and their advocates marched to the gates of Northern New York's largest dairy farm to call attention to what they call widespread wage theft, harassment, and other forms of abuse. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
Milk cows, not workers, about 40 people chant, as they march up a gravel road past long rows of cow barns. They wave signs that read, "No blood in milk," and "Say no to workplace violence." Some farmers, the protesters say, treat their cows better than the humans who milk them.
Tienen que tener dignidad para que los traten bien.
Workers should be treated with dignity, says Lázaro Álvarez, who's originally from Mexico City. Álvarez used to work here on Mark's farm, one of the state's largest dairy farms. According to farm officials, about 40 of its 55 employees are Hispanic. The Worker Justice Center of New York and the Workers' Center of Central New York targeted Mark's farm for this march because of an incident under investigation by state police. The groups accuse a farm manager, Mike Tabold, of beating a worker named Francisco because he didn't want to work on his day off. Francisco was fired. Mark's Farm spokeswoman Lindsay Peck wouldn't comment on specifics because of the investigation, but she said the farm supports Tabold's actions and said Francisco violated an employee policy.
We have heavy equipment, large animals, there's a lot of activity going on, and we do have an absolute zero tolerance for drugs, alcohol, and any other questionable behavior.
To our fellow workers working on this farm, Jose Cañas shouts into a megaphone as the marchers line up facing Mark's Farm's front door. Facing back at them, two farm representatives lean against a car. Curious cows peer out from the barn.
Que denuncien los atropellos. Que denuncien las injusticias.
Report the beatings, report the injustices, the abuses, the racism, shouts Cañas. Don't be afraid.
No tengan miedo, compañeros trabajadores.
Advocates say it's not the first time workers have complained about Mark's Farm. But Rebecca Fuentes of the Workers' Center of Central New York says it's about more than this farm. On many farms in New York State, she says, abuse of workers is common. Things like poor and unsafe housing, ignoring health problems, physical and verbal abuse, failure to pay minimum wage, and wage theft.
When workers don't get paid for all the hours, or they don't get paid at all, or they don't get the last paycheck, for these workers who are supporting their families, every dollar counts.
Yeah, the immigration situation in this country does pose challenges for both the farmers as well as for the farm employees.
Steve Ammerman is spokesman for the New York Farm Bureau, which lobbies on behalf of New York's 5,000 dairy farms. He says workers should report any kind of substandard work condition. But he says farmers bristle at the suggestion that abuses are common.
The overwhelming majority of the dairy farms, they take good care of their employees because they have to. They need them. Their farms wouldn't exist without them. And they could lose a worker just to another farm down the road if they weren't doing what's right.
No todas las fincas son iguales. Hay diferencias.
Lázaro Álvarez, the guy who used to work here at Mark's Farm, says it's true. Not all farms are the same. He says he's found better conditions on a farm a couple hours south of here. The marchers deliver a protest letter to Mark's Farm and call for the supervisor under investigation to be let go.
Fire the supervisor who assaulted Francisco.
Fire him! Fire him!
The farm workers say they want to work on these dairy farms, and the farms need them to milk the cows. The protesters say they should be able to do so safely and fairly. For Here and Now, I'm David Summerstein.